Hello again, Purdue Northwest colleagues. The PNW Pridecast is back, sharing the latest internal faculty and staff news with you. I'm your host, Cale Wilk, and in this episode, we'll talk about the important impact of the PNW brand, Power Onward, in defining the Purdue Northwest experience, newly published Pride of PNW faculty spotlights, and ecological stewardship for bats. Before we get started on this episode's topics, we'd like to provide a reminder that three finalist candidates for Purdue Northwest's next chancellor will deliver open forum campus presentations during November. All information, including curriculum vitae, dates and times, and Zoom and survey links are available at pnw.edu/chancellor-search. The finalists include Chris Holford, Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs at PNW, presenting on November 13th, Mary Holtz Claus, Chancellor at the University of Minnesota Crookston, presenting on November 15th, and Mohammed Abu Salem, Vice President for Research and Innovation at San Jose State University and President of the San Jose State University Research Foundation, presenting on November 28th. Again, all information can be found by visiting pnw.edu/chancellor-search. Since its launch in 2020, Purdue Northwest's Power Onward brand has elevated the university's recognition in Northwest Indiana and beyond. More than just a visual identity, Power Onward is a signifier of what makes PNW unique among other universities and how our students, faculty, and staff accomplish transformative change every day. Never quitting, seeking challenges, accomplishing a lifelong dream, knowing you're ready for whatever is next. These are just some of the many ways PNW community members power onward. The brand serves as a way to articulate what that means through a cohesive message. In an increasingly competitive higher education landscape, Power Onward helps solidify the institution's uniqueness and reputation, supports a sense of belonging for students, faculty, and staff, and forms a collective voice that helps recruitment and retention efforts. Recently, the Office of Institutional Advancement commissioned a third party to conduct a brand perception research study that surveyed prospective students, parents, educational influencers, and the general public in Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, and Indianapolis. The study included more than 900 participants' responses. Among nearby public universities inside and just outside of Indiana, PNW ranked third in familiarity, behind the flagships of Indiana University Bloomington and Purdue West Lafayette. Ranked on a 3-point scale when compared with other higher education institutions, PNW ranked above average in all categories, including academic quality, degree offerings, diversity and inclusion, community engagement, research contributions, and graduate placements. When asked what would be one defining word that comes to mind when respondents think of PNW, 94% of responses were a positive or neutral keyword. The perception study overall indicates strong familiarity with PNW in Northwest Indiana and the Chicago area, as well as brand recognition throughout Indiana and surrounding areas. Furthermore, Power Onward is effectively motivating target audiences. Here's Katie Stomper, Executive Director of Digital Media and Brand Engagement, with more.
Power Onward is really the best way to show what is making PNW unique. And that is a combination of the relationships that are built in classrooms, the connections that students make with their peers and their faculty. It's the drive that all the staff have coming here every day. And it really and truly is different than other institutions. Having a brand and having an identity and really not just saying it's a phrase and really trying to identify what it is that makes us unique. And one of the respondents said, it means you can do it and keep going. They keep to your pace and urge you to do better because they know you can. Another respondent said, I think it's about how you never stop trying. No matter what comes your way, you keep moving forward. Which really shows us that external audiences understand and can convey Power Onward very well.
As a faculty or staff member, there are easy ways for you to be a Power Onward brand ambassador. by visiting pnw.edu/brand. You can view guidelines explaining how to best share brand messaging and identity. There, you can see articulations of brand messages, download brand logos, toolkits, templates, and more.
We're really encouraging everyone across the university to find those moments where they can wear Power Onward gear, you know, when you're at the grocery store or out in the community outside of work, and really just be proud that you work here. And that's all in an effort to not only reinforce the brand, but to show that we all take pride in being part of this community and that the next generation should also be very excited to come here. It's the little things that you can do that sometimes make all the difference in the world.
Speaking of embodying how we power onward, a new cohort of Purdue Northwest faculty members is being recognized during this academic year as the pride of PNW. As a metropolitan university delivering impactful change for Northwest Indiana and beyond, PNW has gathered researchers, scientists, and practitioners from around the world who are driving change in their fields. They are faculty members committed to excellence, devoted to teaching, and passionate about helping students succeed. The campaign is produced by the Office of Academic Affairs to recognize faculty members who exhibit exemplary, unique, or innovative scholarly work in one or more areas of learning, discovery, and engagement. Specific activities fostered by these faculty are also spotlighted to show how their students experience enhanced coursework and research experiences. By visiting pnw.edu/pride-of-PNW, you can see the honored faculty members for the 2023-24 academic year. You can read more about their research interests, their innovative work, and what motivates or inspires their goals as a scholar. 10 faculty members will be spotlighted during the year. At this time, you can catch stories reflecting the work by Kerr Al-Shamaleh, Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering, and Julia Rogers, Assistant Professor of Nursing. Al-Shamaleh details how innovative approaches are important for engineering students to better understand intensive concepts. He uses modern engineering software, featuring simulations and visualizations, as well as hands-on projects and lab activities, so students can see theory in action. Rogers leverages virtual and augmented reality technologies to educate students on the intricacies of the human anatomy. By offering immersive and realistic experiences for students with tools like anatomage tables, she notes students retain pathophysiology knowledge better and subsequently improve their exam scores. Other faculty members to be honored, in order of their publication dates, include David Pratt, Associate Professor of Education, Deanne Shimala, Clinical Assistant Professor of Accounting and Finance, Magesh Chandramouli, Professor of Computer Graphics Technology, John DeRocher, Nils K. Nelson, Endowed Professor of Integrative Human Health, Beth Vatero, Professor of Nursing, Shreya Bhandari, Professor of Social Work, Pat Obi, White Lodging Professor of Finance, and Lash Mappa, Professor of Mechanical Engineering Technology. Again, you can catch all the Pride of PNW profiles at pnw.edu/pride-of-PNW. We've just recently finished the month of October, home to all things ghosts, goblins, bats, and more. However, spooky fun aside, bats play an integral part in the ecology of Northwest Indiana. Did you know some species even have a migratory route that goes over the Westville campus? The future installation of bat houses at PNW's campuses and Gabus Arboretum will serve as an environmentally friendly resource benefiting these tiny creatures as they live in and migrate through our area. The bat houses are supported by an anonymous donor gift. During the spring, PNW's Department of Biological Sciences, local organization Good Bat Neighbor, and Dale Sparks, principal scientist at Environmental Solutions and Innovations, hosted a family-friendly event at the Westville campus to educate visitors about bats and help them try to spot any in the vicinity. Using Anabat acoustic monitors, they were able to watch and listen for the high-pitched sounds emitted by bats using echolocation. Bat houses are about the size of a shoebox and are positioned several feet off the ground. They allow for a small space where bats can roost in between rest and feeding. Bats serve an important function by eating many of the bugs that are typical pests for humans. like mosquitoes. They're also great pollinators, too. The bat houses will also help serve as protection from an invasive species of fungus that has caused white nose syndrome in some bat species. The fungus gets into bats' respiratory systems and causes them to wake up more often during their hibernation period, using up fat reserves and then starving before spring arrives. Vanessa Quinn, professor of biology and associate dean of the College of Engineering and Sciences, looks forward to how eye-opening this stewardship toward bats will be for PNW students and the neighboring communities.
I'm really excited that we have friends of PNW who are interested in the environment and ensuring that we're creating spaces on our campuses that are really great spaces, not just for our students, staff, and faculty, but also for the wildlife that we share this space with. I'm really excited to see how we can encourage the community to think really differently about bats. That no bat has ever flown into anybody's hair. That's a myth. It's not going to happen. They're not flying into your house trying to, you know, suck your blood. That's not happening in Indiana. But we can have some great conversations and some great outreach with the communities to say, you know, bats are our friends and they're doing a lot of really important ecological services for us. And here are things that we can do for them because they're really doing so much for us.
Finally, let's close out with a couple recent faculty and staff recognitions and news. Ernie Tallarico, visiting instructor of biological sciences, recently delivered a virtual commencement address to students and faculty at Tan Tau University School of Medicine in Vietnam. Tallarico encouraged new medical school graduates to be prepared to think outside the box and engage in a moral responsibility of lifelong learning. Tallarico hosted a cohort of international students during the summer, including several from Tan Tau University, for a problem-based learning seminar. Students enhanced academic knowledge, interpersonal investigation skills, and critical thinking concerning complex healthcare issues through case studies and shadowing at St. Mary Medical Center in Hobart. Nikki Jackson, professor of criminal justice and director of the Center for Justice and Post-Exoneration Assistance, will participate as a panelist in the Future of Film, Cinematic Arts in the Age of AI on November 10th in Dublin, Ireland. The session will take place at Trinity College and will be moderated by Justin McGregor, head of film studies at the college and head of European content at Mind Riot Entertainment. The session is part of a larger conference hosted by Trinity College and Microsoft executive Jonathan Foster to gather input from different entertainment leaders and academics regarding the future of film and artificial intelligence. Mind Riot Entertainment founder Jonathan Kesey was recently appointed as an ambassador for PNW Center for Justice and Post-Exoneration Assistance. The College of Technology was recently nominated for the Future of Industry Award at the Nuts, Bolts, and Thingamajigs Gala. The award signifies creating and implementing a successful manufacturing summer camp at the university. The college joined the program in 2019, beginning with only 3 camps and 32 students, and has now grown to 4 camps and more than 70 student participants. That'll do it for this episode. Remember, you can listen to past episodes and share suggestions for PNW faculty and staff news by visiting pnw.edu/podcast. I'm Cale Wilk, bidding talk to you later, and I'll reconnect with you in a few weeks.